Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, "The Promises of God Are Yes and Amen." Are yes and amen. As I mentioned earlier, we've heard and seen a lot of negativity, a lot of darkness, a lot of bad news. But I'm here to let you know this morning that God's promises are yes and amen to the church. Can I get amen? And as believers, God will never fail us. He will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. And so we can rest assured. And I can be up here talking about God all morning long, but it's the scriptures that will come alive unto you. Amen? It's God's word. I can say a lot, but I need to look at the scriptures to see what God is saying to us. Amen? Because the word of God is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. Something that no one can do other than the Holy Spirit can. Amen? And so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 1 through 4. Amen? Amen. Here we go. And the Word of God reads, "Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord." Verse 3. "As his divine power, he has given us to all things that pertain to life, godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been," what? "Given to us exceedingly great and precious promises." Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God has given us precious promises. "That through these you may be," what? "Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Amen? Man, I'm excited because God has allowed us to be partakers of his divine nature, that we would forever be with him. Amen? So up here on the screen, as believers, we are wealthy beyond measure. Oh, that's right. Some of you probably came in this morning with maybe 10 cents in your pocket. But I'm here to let you know, we are wealthy in Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. Listen, you can have all the Bill Gates money as you want. God has deeper pockets than that. Can I get an amen? Oh, that's right. You see, saints, the sad truth is many Christians, like the spiritual paupers, despite the many riches God has given them, we sometimes walk around like, I need this and I need that. God has given us everything that we do need. Can I get an amen? And through his precious and magnificent promises, he's granted us all we need to live godly lives. Listen, you can have all the wealth in the world, but I'd rather live a godly life. Because living a godly life with the power of the Holy Spirit, I have all the riches of the kingdom of heaven operating in me. Can I get amen? That's what's important to me. It should be important to every one of us. And the word precious describes something valuable and cherished. And magnificent means something is splendid or superb. The promises of God can be defined using both of these terms. Why? Because of Jesus' trustworthiness. How many trust the Lord? Has he failed us yet? And so look at this. God's promises are like a treasure chest. It's like a treasure chest. How many of you have a chest at home? And sometimes you put valuable things in there, right? And only you know what's in there. And to you, it's very valuable. To someone else, it's good for you. But to us, it's valuable. Well, everything that God has for each and every one of us should be valuable to you. Can I get an amen? And when we got saved, you and I, we gained a vast wealth of spiritual riches that are now at our disposal. And when you realize how much he wants to bless you, the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't help but be amazed. For example, let's look at this right up here. The Lord brought you into relationship with him. Listen, at one time, we were lost without a cause. At one time, God was not even in our thoughts, in our mind, in our heart. And God drew us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And he then allowed us to come into covenant with him. And that established a personal relationship with him. And so we see this in the Word of God. Turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. If you don't have your Bibles, it's right here on the screen. Look at this right up here. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. We were all living at one time ungodly. Can I get amen? Look at this. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ what? Died for us. You see, you remember when you was out there in the world doing your thing? Some of you used to go out there and shake it with the best of them. Oh, that's right. Some of us in here could remember Wednesday nights going out to the clubs. Can I get amen? El Toritos or the Black Angus. Yeah, my brother used to DJ. We used to go out there, man, and just shake it up, huh? Having no mind for God. We were empty. We were empty vessels trying to have a good time. And I would come home and I would worship the porcelain king. I'd be calling Uncle Earl. That wasn't a good time. That was a miserable time. But when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Can I get an amen? Amen. When I got saved, I said, man, this is what I was looking for. You know, a lot of us are looking for love in all the wrong places. But when you come into that covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. He lives in your being. It's tangible. You can actually feel his presence living inside you. My goodness, you can touch him. King David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Look at this in verse 9. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. You see, there's going to be a day of wrath when God's going to pour out his wrath on this world. But guess what? You and I won't be here. Can I get an amen? Because he saved us from the wrath that's coming. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How many are so blessed to know that? Hallelujah. Look at this. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Come on, you and I, we were enemies. How many of us can remember back in the day, we used to have a language like bleepity, bleepity, bleep, and then Jesus Christ would come out. Oh, come on. Don't tell me some of you still have that. No. No, but that's who we were. And then God reconciled us. Hallelujah. And you know what? I love what God did for me immediately. Because those of you who knew me, you know what? I praise God. Sister Yolanda didn't know me in my unsaved days. When God put us together, I was saved and she was saved. So she has no recollection of the past. But some of you who knew me, oh my gosh, I had a potty mouth. Every other word was, you know, that F word. And it wasn't called favorable. But what he did immediately when I got saved, you know how you could look on a computer, you got your computer screen open, and then there's something that you move to the trash bin. But you can recall the trash bin and put it back on the screen, right? Well, what God did for me, not only did he delete that language and threw it in the trash bin, he deleted it inside of the trash bin where you cannot recall that no more. Can I get an amen? And that's the supernatural touch of God. When God comes into your life, he will remove the darkness. He will fill you with light. Hallelujah. Where now you speak blessings. You want others to do well, and you pray for them. You lift them up. You edify their life. You tell them God loves you. You can make it. But that wasn't the case back in the day, was it? Now look at this in verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So here we were out in the world, lost without a cause, and then one by one, he drew you and I. I got saved when I was 30. That was back in 89. I don't know the day you got saved, but from that moment on, he reconciled you back to the Father. Can I get amen? And things have changed since then, haven't they? Now, some of us have been on the road for a while, but God never left us, nor will he ever forsake us. Praise God. So we're going to go through some of these attributes. We're going to go through some of these blessings that God has given the church. Forget about the negativity in the world. We need to go to God and say, oh, God, you have the answers to my life. When I want to inquire of you, you let it be known in your word. So look at this. You can have daily cleansing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Daily cleansing. Listen, the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? Listen, we're all going to have mistakes. We're all going to have thoughts that are sometimes ungodly. We'll have lust in our heart. But here's God's goodness, God's grace. He knew that we were just dust from the ground that he formed. And so he makes a way of cleansing us as brothers and sisters in Christ. And that is through the word. Look at this, through the word of God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us, look at this, from all unrighteousness, praise God. You see, the devil wants to blackmail you, say, God hates you, he's mad. No, you gotta rebuke Satan. God loves me. Yeah, I made a mistake, but I'm not going to stay there. Can I get amen? I'm going to move on. I'm going to say, God, cleanse me, wash me, purify my heart. Help me, oh God. And he will help you. He will cleanse you. Well, that's right. Look at this. God's presence is continually with you. Continually with you. Oh, yeah, there are times you may not physically feel his presence, but he's never left you. And then when you, hey, listen. You know, when a little infant comes into the world, it was so close to the mother's heart. So the moment the mother sets her down and maybe walks away, you know, not too far away, the child will sense that she's not there. So what does the child do? Cry. It cries. It cries for the mother's presence, right? Well, we as Christians, we should be crying for God's presence. Sometimes when we don't feel him, say, oh, God, I want your presence. I know you didn't leave me, but I need you to comfort me. When I first got saved, I was working out of a lumber yard. And one day I was lunchtime and I went into the nail shed with some friends. And I didn't, for that little moment, I didn't feel him. Oh, God, did you leave me? And I started putting my head, I was ready to cry. And then, bam, he just exploded, man. He goes, I never left you. And then it was so strong, I had to look up and said, God, okay, back off. I'm going to explode. You see, God is real. And his anointing is real. His power is real. His spirit is real. And he comes alive in you. And it's by faith. Praise God. You see, saints of God, God's presence is continually. I've got scripture for that. Look at this. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. You see, saints, you have a traveling companion. And the name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's your intimate friend and has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what's going on in your life. I don't care the chaos, and many of us have gone through chaos, but you need to know he has never left you. Can I get an amen? Amen. God has the solution and he has the remedy to all of our dilemmas. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Look at this. You have the Holy Spirit who is your helper. Amen. How many sometimes need God to figure out things in your life? Oh, that's right. This is why I always say, you know what? Don't rush to anything. Take it to God. Why? Because God has the final answer. He knows what's best for us. Can I get amen? I'd rather listen to God and say, no, hold on, not just yet, than to say, well, you know what, I got it, and find myself falling into a ditch. No, we got to trust God, right? Look what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, what, but through me. Praise God, because he is our helper. How many believe that God is our helper? Look at this. You have the Holy Spirit, who is your helper. So why don't we turn to the Holy Spirit? No, we'd rather call up a friend. And sometimes we don't like that answer, so we call up another friend. And then we call up our parents, and they said, you should have went to God. Can I get an amen? You see, before Jesus ascended to heaven, saints of God, he promised to send a helper. And you have now the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit to provide what? Guidance and to empower you. For what? What's the empowerment for? To accomplish everything that the Lord has assigned you to. And look at this. You have the assurance of God's strength. Aren't you so blessed? Look, for some of you, I remember back in the day when I was about 18, 19, you know, just in my senior year playing football, I used to bench press 320 for a little short guy like this. I couldn't even bench press 75 pounds right now. But whenever we need to accomplish tough situations in life, we need God's strength. We need God's strength. Can I get amen? Because some of us have aged. Yeah, we think we're still 30. But we're not. Oh, yeah, I'm still 30. Yeah, right, you're 63. And everything aches in your body. My goodness. Look at this. Right here in, I jumped a little ahead. You have assurance of his strength. Yes, look at this. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. God said, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Praise God. Praise God. So don't take my words, take the word of God. When God said he will strengthen you, he will. But you got to turn to him. You got to turn to him in faith and believe that who he is in your life. Amen. Praise God. When you're weak and helpless, you can only rely upon the sovereign ruler of the entire universe, and that's God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has unlimited power and promised to strengthen you. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. God himself will supply all your needs. Now listen, you're not going to get this on Channel 10 News. You're not going to get this on CBS News. You're not going to get this on Fox News. I don't care what station you're watching. You're not going to get none of this, right? They're not going to tell you nothing about God. This is why we need the church. We need each other. Can I get an amen? Why? Because we need to strengthen one another. That you can make it. You can make it. I can make it through God's help. But he will supply all of your needs. How many you have needs right now in your life? Okay. Praise God. All of us have needs, right? Well, let that need come from God. He will supply it. Look at this. Look what Jesus wrote. They wrote it down in the book of Matthew. If that is Jesus, tell him I'm almost done. Look at this. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, meaning the unbelievers seek for all these things. But God is speaking to us, the church, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek, here's the key for us, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be what? Added to you. Praise God, praise God. So these things that we desire, and a lot of them are valid, they are truly legitimate needs in our life. And sometimes we don't know how it's going to work, how it's going to happen. Where do I go from here? Well, seek the kingdom of God, and he will deliver. How many of you have been have had your prayers answered by God because you sought him first? You see, saints of God, he knows exactly what you and I need and has committed himself to provide it. That's the blessings that we have. Praise God. Praise God. And instead of worrying about your problem, you can simply just rely on him. Praise God. Look at this. We just talked about he answers your prayers. He answers your prayers. Oh, yes, he does. You know, there's an old cliche we like to use. He may not be there when you call upon him, but he's always right on time. He will answer in his time. And when he answers, we should receive it by saying, yes and amen, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I have scriptures to back this up. Look at this, found in 1 John. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he what? What does he do? He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we ask, and we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Praise God. You see, saints, when you and I pray according to God's will, he answers. In fact, prayer is the means of cashing in his promises. Amen. Oh, that's right, because he won't let us down. He's never let me down. In 33 years of walking with him, he's never let me down. And a lot of times, he doesn't answer just yet, and I just wait upon him. The Bible says, wait. Wait on the Lord. You see, saints, just take your needs to him and claim all those things that you have petitioned, and he will do it according to his will. Amen. Can I get amen? Amen. It's got to line up with his will. So whatever he has assigned for you in his will, and those things that you need that you're asking him, he'll grant it. Praise God. Praise God. Now look at this. God is always ready to give you his best. He doesn't give you... He's not a second-handed God. He doesn't go to the vet store and what are the stores that you go to when they're secondhand clothes? And the Goodwill. That's right. Salvation Army, Goodwill. He doesn't shop there for us. I know some of you, I won't mention your name up here. I know some of you love to go on them. Oh, yeah. Spend hours going through racks and racks. And then keep on searching. Hours. Oh, that's not you guys, right? That's someone else. God is always ready to give his best. Can I get amen? Look at this. In Psalms 84:11. Look at this. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Can I get amen? God is saying, just walk uprightly before me, and I will bless your life. I will bless your coming and your going. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Just walk with a pureness of heart. Just know that God is with you. Just know that, you know what? Someone that ever needs God, you're a vessel there to help them. And you don't have to preach to them and slam them on the head with the Bible. You'll draw them farther away from you. But when you love on them, you tell them how much God loves them. See, a lot of people have a misconception of God. I'm not coming to him. He's angry at me. No, matter of fact, he loves you so much, he's always pursuing you. He pursues us. How many of you can honestly say, he pursued you? I wasn't looking for him. Mm-mm. Now, here's another great dynamic of God. He daily bears your burdens. How many of you have burdens? Some of you come to church like this. Can't even look up. So burdened down. God said, give it to me. Give it to me. That's right. Look what King David wrote. He wrote this perfectly. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Benefits. Hallelujah. The God of our what? Salvation. There is no reason to wake up each morning hindered by trials and heartaches. Why? Because if God is your Savior, you can give him all these issues of life to him, right? But we're so quick to turn to one another and bark at each other. It's like, what are you mad about? What did I do? Sometimes we get teed off like that, don't we? Instead of going to God, God, I don't want to go to my spouse and just gripe. I want to give this burden to you, God, so I can continue to love my spouse, so that my spouse will continue to trust you for me. Can I get amen? The last thing you want to do is, here comes old Grouch. Run. There's some scriptures I found. I don't have them written down here, but one of them's in Proverbs. It's better for a guy to be on top of a roof to be in a house with a contentious woman. Oh, it's there. I'm not making it up. And it could go vice versa. I'm not picking on the sister. Or there's another one that says, I'd rather be in a forest with a bear than to be in a house with a contentious person. I'll take my chances with the bear. Lord, have mercy. Help us, God. Help us, God. Amen. Look at this. He comforts you in times of trouble. How many of you have been in trouble before? Listen, if you've never been in trouble, hold on. Trouble will find you. Trouble will find you. Oh, yes. Oh, I've never been in trouble. Uh-huh. And then it comes knocking at your door. Yes, I'm trouble. I just showed up. My goodness. But God comforts us in the times of trouble. And we're all going to experience trouble in one way or another, some form or fashion. Something will happen where we're just troubled in our spirit. That's when you take a pause. Can I get amen? And you go to God. Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all what? Comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. You see, once God comforts your heart and settles you, and he shows you what's going on, and then now he gives you remedy. Well, guess what? Because you have learned to be comforted by God, you can now comfort others who are going through. But if you all tore up, you can't say nothing to nobody. How can you help someone? You're all shattered and tattered and battered. You couldn't do nothing for them. This is where you have to give it to God and let God strengthen you. You know, did you know that God just didn't save you for you?
That's right.
He saved you for others. He wants us to have our light shine before men and women. that they would see the good works in our life and glorify God. The way you're going to win people to Christ is through godly jealousy. In other words, you ever came across people? They admire everything about you because you're walking with God, and they want that so bad to a point they're jealous of it. But it's not a jealousy in a wrong way. They long to be with God. They just don't know how to get there. We're the link. We're the touch. We're the ones to minister to them. We're the ones to tell them, hey, God loves you. He really does. He wants to help you. And so here's one thing that I found out real quickly, because all of us go through trials. We're not immune to it, right? But look at this. The Lord sets limits on your trials and temptations. Aren't you so blessed that he sets limits on it? Huh? Because they're going to come. We live in a fallen world. We know that. We know we live in a darkened world, and we know that we are to be in this world but not of the world. Can I get amen? So there is situations that we're going to find ourselves experiencing. But look what God said in his word. So this is why you need to be in a church that teaches you the word of God. Can I get amen? Amen. And we're not tooting our horn here. There's wonderful churches throughout this county that do the same thing. And then there's some, it's all about prosperity. They just want to shake you up three times, take your money, see you, and here comes the next bunch of people in. You need someone to expound the word so that the word of God will come alive, and that you can see, okay, God, I know what you're saying to me. But the Lord sets limits on your trials and temptations. How do I know that? Because it's found in the word of God. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But say this with me. But God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Look at that. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is the one that puts a limit on that. Okay, you've been in that cooker a little too long. I'm pulling you out now. Amen. Look at this. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation, he will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Someone's got to give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. What God is saying, you don't have to stay in that dilemma. You don't have to stay in that trial. Can I get amen? God's already opened the door to walk in, walk through that thing and leave it behind you now. Move forward with God. Move forward with God. And listen, some of us, I know, including myself, one of the things that sometimes I lack is wisdom. I need God's wisdom. So look at this. He grants wisdom. You just got to ask him. You just got to ask him. And sometimes it is common sense. Sometimes wisdom is just common sense. No, I'm not going to argue with my wife. We're going to talk about it. Can I get an amen? That's wisdom. You can easily shout. Rah, 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 rah. That don't get you nothing. It don't get you nowhere. But say, hey, honey, you know what? Let's take a look at this. It's a better approach because God will give you wisdom. Look at this. So if you lack any wisdom, who do we go to? Who? Okay, I thought I said, oh, my best friend. No. Huh?
Jesus.
My mother-in-law. No. Look at this. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Can I get an amen? Praise God. We go to God. In every decision and circumstance you and I will face, saints of God, God offers wisdom to see life from his perspective if you ask in faith without wavering.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't waver. Don't doubt. Here are the two things that will block your blessing. Seriously, doubt and unbelief. If you doubt what God has said and you walk in unbelief, God just waits patiently until you come to him and say, okay, God, now I believe. That was doubting Thomas, huh? I'll believe it when I see it. Have you ever heard people, I'll believe it when I see it. Jesus had to appear to doubting Thomas. He goes, give me your hand. Here's my side. And look, my nail pierced hand. And he fell on his face. And guess what he said? My Lord and my God. That lets us know, because if Jesus wasn't God, Jesus would have put him in a trap, said, you know, no, don't praise me, I'm not God. No, Jesus didn't say nothing because he knew that he was God. Hallelujah, that rose from the dead. Thank you, God. Look at this. The Lord, look at what he does. The Lord provides what? Rest for your soul. How many of you sometimes get weary? Oh, yeah, come on. Sometimes we get weary. We go, oh, man, I don't know if I could go another day. And God is saying, well, come on. Come on. Come on, you can make it. Come on. I'll strengthen you. Because Jesus said it in his word. Amen. See, this is ammunition for us today. Can I get amen? These scriptures, and listen, if you're not writing them down, you could always go back to the website, Facebook, YouTube. And oh, by the way, if you go to our website, you could download this PowerPoint free. You could download my notes. And then you could relive it and watch it again if there's something you missed. Praise God. We make it available for you so that you could grow in your faith. That's what it's all about. And guess what? It doesn't cost a dime. You go to some websites, man, you gotta sign up for a membership here, and then they're gonna attack you with emails. And then before we send you this, you need to give a little here. Listen, the word of God was freely given to us. And because it was freely given to us, we freely give it back out. Can I get an amen? That's how it should work. You go to some websites, man, they got like 75 CDs and they're 20 bucks each. Oh, you've been there, huh, brother? Yeah, you've seen them. My goodness. Why are you charging the saints? You're supposed to be building their life. Build up their life. You see, saints, when your heart is burdened, Jesus offers both physical and emotional rest to only those who will come to him. You got to come to him first, right? And listen, God, look at this. Come to me, all you who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest, what? For your soul. Look at that. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And look at this. And you will find rest for your souls. Praise God. Now, here's another one that we need in this daily life is this right here. God gives us peace. And it's not this kind of peace. Peace out. For those of you back in the day, I'm talking when I was a little kid, it was peace, love, Bobby Sherman. You remember that? Okay, so for some of you, that went way. It was the flower children. Remember that? Peace. When you give your life to Christ, he gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And here's the peace that we're talking about. You're at peace now with God. You're not an enemy to the cross. You're not an enemy to the Father. You are at peace with God. So we are reconciled back to God. And so now we have this peace, this innermost peace we can't even comprehend. It's so joyful. We're no longer worried, you know, like a worry wart, you know, scratching and I can't even pull out no more hair. He gives us peace. And it's found in the word of God. Look at this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And look at this. And the peace of God. which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. Everything I'm telling you is in the Word. I'm only going to give you the Word. Can I get an amen? I'm just not up here harping things out. I got to have the Word to back it up. Can I get an amen? So whenever you bring your anxieties to God in prayer, saints of God, He provides His surpassing peace, and it creates an impenetrable wall that separates you from all your worries. Oh, that's right. I don't worry about too many things no more. I used to worry about a lot of things, but now that He's given me His joy, His peace, I've figured it out. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He only gives us one day at a time. So the day that He gives us, like today, live it to your fullest. Live it for God. Live it to love your family. Live it to bless someone's life. We're not promised tomorrow, are we? And so God loves us. And so look at this. For some of us, not some of you, there's some of you, you guys are youngsters. Man, you guys can sprint and jog and run all day long. I walk up two steps and I'm, right? But look at this. You could be strong and faithful in old age. Can I get amen? You see, this is what's good about God. It's not about age. It's about a relationship with Him. Like I shared earlier, Sister Kedma's mom back there, yeah, she could outrun all of us in here. She's 78 and runs 2 miles a day? Or more? Before the service, she was out here jogging. I said, man, that is superwoman. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. But no matter how old you are, your life can be fruitful and strong in the power of God. And how do I know this? It's found in God's Word. King David knew about this real quickly, especially when he ran from his enemies that wanted to kill him. God gave him revelation in the desert. We visited En Gedi. Remember when he was running from Saul? He hid. We went to the very top of that waterfall, didn't we, Brother Tony? We went there when we went to Israel. We went to the very top. It's a climb. Oh, yeah. It's not just a few steps. No. I'm going to say a good, what, at least a half mile to get to the top. And you're stepping over rocks and stuff. You get to the first waterfall. Oh, look at that's nice. But when you get to the one on the top, you can go diving in it. And that waterfall is coming down. And this is the same place where King David hid from Saul. It's a real place. Sister, you remember En Gedi? It's over there by the Dead Sea. Oh, by the way, before you leave, we got to set up a Israel tour. Come on. Man, we got to put together a tour. How many would love to go visit Israel? Amen. Listen. If you don't have the funds to go right now, just go to God. God, I want to go. Will you make a way? God will supernaturally make a way for you to go. Because He wants you to come to His land. He wants you to be blessed. He wants the Bible to come alive. Somebody will look at it and go, man, that's like, wow, that's a life savings. I don't have $6,000. Neither do I. But God can do it. Listen, God could just put it on someone's heart and bless you to go. Listen, before we get to the old age, I got to share this testimony. Sister Yolanda and I, we are at Mission Valley. Brother, this is where Brother Tony and I came from. You know, 3,000 deep church, big church. And we had a Friday night home fellowship, and there was a beautiful couple there. Her name was Mara. She now lives in Texas. She brought her friend to get saved. And he was like 90 years old. We baptized him in our jacuzzi. That following Sunday, they were there at the 7:45. And Yolanda and I, we wanted to go on this trip so bad because they were doing a side trip down to Egypt. So it was going to go where Moses crossed the Red Sea and then come on up from that region and then come into Jordan. We went to Petra and we stayed 2 days in Eilat. It's like a resort. We wanted to go so bad. We didn't have money to go. So we walk into church at 7:45, right? And there was Mara and her friend, Patrick, who we baptized. They said, come here, come here. So I walked over to them. And she put her hand on, I thought, just to shake her hand. Because I'm a hugger. I like to just give a hug. And it was something in my hand. I didn't know what it was. And then she hugged me. And I went back to my seat. And I opened it up. It was a check for $8,000. And on the memo, on the check, on the bottom left, it said, Israel. You see, our desire was to go, but we had no funds. Listen, you want to go, God will do something so supernatural, it'll be mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing to us. And there was enough money on that check. As we flew home, we stayed in Madrid, Spain for 4 days. Because that was the layover. You know, you fly, and then you're coming back from Tel Aviv. We flew into Spain. Normally, you're there for a couple of hours. Then you board again, and you go home. We stayed there for 4 days. Praise God. It was the dream tour. And God can do it for anybody. We're not special. We're not like, you know, because you're a pastor. No, he'll do it for any one of us. There's no big, you got to remember, in the household of God, there's no big I's and little U's. The Bible says we're all equal to the cross. Can I get amen? Amen. Ain't nobody prouder than or walking, like. But look what King David wrote. Look at this. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Look at that. They shall still bear fruit in old age. What? I just said that, huh? And they shall be fresh and flourishing to declare the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise God. Praise God. And this is me, 63 years old. I'm still proclaiming him. I'm still telling people, God loves you. Come to him. He'll save you. Can I get an amen? Why? Because he'll use you at any age. If I have to sit on a stool one day and can't and have a walker, but if I still have a voice, I'm still going to cry out. Can I get amen? You see, my friends, retirement can be one of the most spiritually productive times of your life if you remain strongly planted in the Lord. Yeah, you could retire from your job, but God still wants to use you. He desires you to be growing and producing fruit until he finally calls us home. Praise God, praise God. How many are loving this message this morning because it's for us? Can I get amen? Amen. This is not gloom and doom. This is not dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. No. Look at this right up here. The Lord will give you the desires of your heart when you delight in him.
Yes, he will.
You know, this worship team that was here this morning, what I saw in all of their faces, they delight in Jesus.
Amen.
They love to open their mouth to praise him. Hallelujah. And then I looked around. I saw a lot of you worshiping God too. Yes. Listen, delight in him.
Yes.
Delight in the Lord. Why? Because he will do this. Look at this. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
You want those precious things that come from God? Well, guess what? Delight in him. Love him. And he will bless you. Man, you'll be like a little kid on a lap spoiled. And some of us love to spoil our grandkids. Not our kids, our grandkids. They're so precious, aren't they? But God is good. If God is more important to you than anything or anyone else, he will grant your desires. Why? Because above all, you delight in worshiping, serving, and living for him.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, I'm coming in for a close. By the way, Brother Andre's probably got that grill going already. I can smell that Brazilian barbecue from here. Look, he's a very present help in trouble. Look what King David wrote. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Wow, look at that. God is there in the time of trouble. The Lord is our refuge and our strength in times of uncertainty and times of danger. And since his presence dwells within you and I, he's always available to help in every way. Can I get amen? Here we go. We're coming in now. God gives you direction for life. Look at this. I'm going to go through these quickly now. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. God watches us. Never think you're alone. He's with us. And look at this. How many of you love to go to the healing rooms and sometimes God touches you, right? Well, guess what? He'll heal you anywhere. Look at this. He heals in times of sickness.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Look at this. Look at this. It says right here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals some. I'll think about it. Oh. Your diseases. What? Praise God. And let me just say this. Yes, I've seen some rebellious Christians. I've seen it with my own eyes. You know why? Because in my walk, I was rebellious a couple times myself. That's right. I'm here fibbing on myself. Ain't nobody perfect here. Can I get amen? But here's God's grace. He loves us and he keeps us so that we can just fall madly in love with him, so that he will show us the error of our way and we could turn from it. The more you fall in love with him, the more you'll see the error of your own way and say, you know what? I'm not going to do this to God. He loves me too much. He loves me so much. I can't dishonor him. So look at this. Paul wrote this perfectly clear. Look at this. Nothing can separate you from God's love, right? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels and principalities, no powers, no things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And I close with our last point right here. Some of you go, whoa, man. Maybe I've gone too far with God. If you're truly a child of God, born of the Spirit, regenerated, look at this. Jesus provides the gift of eternal security.
Amen.
You see, the devil wants to condemn you. God, what God does with us, there's a difference between conviction and condemnation. See, the devil wants to point out all your failures, all your mistakes, He wants you to slander God. He wants you to distrust God. He wants you to get you a place where you'll become like the prodigal son. You'll just leave. I'm leaving the household of God. God, when he brings a conviction, it allows us to turn to him, not run from him, and that we would get our things in order with him, right? Can I get an amen? So I need you to go home with this scripture. This scripture right here sums it all. And I love that it was written. It was written in the book of John, but it was the words of Jesus. When Jesus says, how many believe every word that comes out of Jesus' mouth? You better. Because he said it. Not a pastor. Not an apostle. It was Jesus. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. And I give them eternal life. And they shall what? What does that mean? They shall what? Never perish. Look at this. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. Look at this. Out of my Father's hand. No one. Because Jesus is clear. All that the Father gives me, I won't lose one. He's not going to lose you. We're secure in him. How many believe you're secure?
Amen.
And how many can't wait that one day we're going to see him face to face? You know why? You know, let me tell you why. Because look at this. You have a home in heaven. He's already made a place for you. What? What do you mean? Yeah, it looks far better than Rancho Santa Fe. You know where Rancho Santa Fe is? It's north of Encinitas. The average home there, as a realtor, we've been through a Rancho Santa Fe tour. The average home there costs about $5 million now. The average home. And then there's homes in there that are $40 million. They got all the amenities. They got the horse stables, the basketball courts, the movie theaters. Oh, yeah. They have 50-inch monitor TV sets in the bathrooms. They got swimming pools that come in from the outside into the home. They have all the amenities you could ever think of. And you know what the Bible says? That type of home looks like a dunghill to what God has prepared the saints of God. And I'm using King James vernacular, dunghill. Look up what dunghill means. Okay, I'll just be really polite. It's manure. I'll be polite there. And we close with this. Let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive, look at this, you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Give God a shout of glory. Is he worthy to be praised? Now, I was hoping during the break this morning, and I'm going to give an invitation. Well, let me just give an invitation to receive Christ. Then I got to just say a few things before we dismiss. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, the saints of God that are here at Amazing Grace, we want to pray for you that you would turn to God and that you would give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And I truly believe that God has a plan for you that is listening right now. God wants to do something miraculous in your life. God wants to save you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to give you that place that we just read, a beautiful home in heaven to be with him forevermore. We will be in brand new bodies. We won't be in these fleshly bodies no more. God said he's going to wipe away every tear and every sorrow. And we will live with him forevermore in the fullness of joy. And our new bodies will not disintegrate, because we're going to stand in his glory. And there will never be a sun there no more to light up the place. His glory is going to light up all heaven. And we will be in his presence forevermore. If that's you, and you need the Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to be saved, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family right now to pray with me, to pray for you, that God will do something supernatural, supernatural in your life. Bow your heart and your head with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for all your promises that I just read and heard. Lord, I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.